Echo and Harper Audio present The Captive, a novel by Fiona King Foster, performed by Courtney Patterson. Prologue. The auction was interrupted in the middle of dry goods: buckwheat flour, pea flour, an exorbitant lot of coconut flour.
Holly would kill for that, Milo said, twitching their bidding card.
Don't, Brooke warned him.
They still had to pay for sugar, 50 pounds of it, at least, for the fall preserves. And anyway, their daughter's passion for exotic ingredients was only her latest mutiny.
You already promised her a phone battery.
Milo shrugged amiably and lowered the card. The kids were alone at the farm, a few hours' ride away. They had wanted to come, of course. Holly, especially, strained against their isolation, living hours outside town. But the four of them couldn't all ride. A hard-wrought blight had turned half of their last cranberry crop to dry, cotton-filled beads, forcing Brooke to sell 2 horses for cash. They were down to just her old mare, Star, whom Brooke and Milo had ridden together from home that morning, leaving at dawn and planning to stay overnight. Brooke couldn't remember the last time the two of them had been away from the farm together. It would have been when Milo's mother was still alive to watch the kids. But Holly was 13 now, old enough to be left in charge, and Sal, at 8, was no longer the thumb-sucking baby sister she had been. They would be fine for one night. Brooke and Milo's getaway, if a supply run to Buxton could be counted as such, had been enjoyable so far. People kept finding Milo in the auction crowd. Friends, former students.